Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Ed, another day, another crisis. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, familiar to the DL. No Syndergaard for Lugo on Sunday. And then you have the Cespedes thing. Now, is it at all strange to those of you who were there every day that Cespedes, as I'm told yesterday, and the information very accurate, that highly unlikely he would play in the Mets series, a Yankee series, but then he rehabs tonight just 2 hours away. He's in uniform tonight, the same night as the Yankees and Mets are playing. Rather bizarre.
As the Mets turn, take a page out of As the World Turns. The soap opera every day, Mike. We get hit with two or three things today, but you know that's kind of the norm every day.
All right, let's take them one at a time. Let's take Familia first.
Yeah, surprise. It may possibly explain the lack of a second inning in Atlanta. That second time we discussed this at the time, Familia pitched the eighth and ninth on Monday. I thought he was going to pitch the eighth and ninth on Wednesday as well. Came out. I spoke to him the next day and, you know, asked him if he was okay or whether he knew he was coming out, and he said he didn't know, but he said he was okay. Like I said, Jurice is not a complainer, so if something was wrong, and it probably was at that time, he wasn't going to bark about it. But it is strange, obviously, with shoulder problems. Took us by surprise. How long he's going to be down for, I couldn't tell you at this point in time, but they're hoping not long, but who knows with this club. You never like to hear that, and especially, where he had some problems there last year, too. So, it took us by surprise, and it is a problem because it forces either Gesellman or Swarzak to, be the guy. And not that Gesellman can't do it. He has done it already. But that's where you've got to look at this point in time, especially with Lugo not going into the rotation because of Syndergaard. And that would be point number two.
Point number two is Syndergaard not in the lineup. Lugo in the lineup. What's up with Syndergaard? I mean, is this just precautionary, or is there something more than that?
I don't think so. No, I think he should be good to go. I think when they hit the road, they go to Atlanta, Arizona, Colorado. It's not an easy trip. They have 10 games in 10 days and end up in Colorado. So that's not pretty. But I think they're going to slot him in at some point in time. Probably should have known this the other day when they said on Wednesday when we were here, they said he had to throw a bullpen on Friday and then, they would verify whether he was going to pitch on Sunday. Well, if that was the case, probably should have known that, maybe things, weren't totally 100%. So, but nonetheless, I think he's still feeling it a little bit in the finger. I know he did on Monday. As of Wednesday, supposedly it calmed down a little bit, but, I guess they don't feel confident putting him out there on Sunday night. So probably be a few more days after that, sometime during the trip. I don't think it's anything long term, but it's still barking a little bit. So Lugo will and can make the start. And listen, he'll probably give a good effort. He's done a good job, whatever the role is, whether it be a starter or a two or three inning guy out of the bullpen. He's done a great job at that.
All right, and then Cespedes.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I asked Mickey Callaway at the end of the conference about, he's got to play the outfield at some point. And supposedly he, earlier today around 1:30, he ran the bases here. They said they liked what they saw, but again, they've been saying that all along about Cespedes. They think he's in a good spot. That's been the key quote most of the time. He's in a good spot. Well, if he was in a good spot, he'd probably be in left field tonight for the Mets starting. So I don't think he's in that good a spot. But he ran the bases. He came through that okay. They figured tonight he's going to DH tonight and not play the outfield. That's what I asked. Why isn't he?
So he's not. He's not in the outfield tonight. Okay.
He is not in the outfield. That's why I asked, because they said he's going to DH. I said, well, why? You don't play the outfield. It's just a National League
why
team.
Even send so, him? Why even send him there then?
Well, I think they want to get him some at-bats, and I think he's going to stay there and then play tomorrow and play the outfield. That's what Mickey said when I asked him is that he because he ran the bases here today, they thought they didn't want to overdo it, whatever, today. So he's going to DH tonight, get some at-bats, get some hacks, which he has done all along. I don't think the hitting is the problem. It's whether he's going to be able to stay on the field. So tomorrow he will, I think, undoubtedly play the outfield. At least I hope so. But, you know, check in tomorrow. Who knows? But I think he's supposed to play the outfield tomorrow.
So this was a rash move after he decided to run the bases again today. Is that what precipitated him going, or was there a plan for him to go all along?
I think they were going to check. And, again, I don't know what happened during the off day yesterday. I thought there was a possibility he might come in during the off day. And I'm not sure if he did or not, or whether he came in to get treatment. But they ran today on the bases because that's something he's going to have to do, to pass the final test. So. But he's also got to play the outfield, too. He's got to, he has done that here. He has taken some fly balls and moved left to right to left, et cetera. But, he's got to do it in game action, too. I would imagine that, if things proceed as normal on the weekend, that he could be in Atlanta on Tuesday. That would be my guess. But that's if things progress normally. And not too many things have progressed normally this year for this team, Mike, so. But anyway, I think that's the plan at this point right now, that he'd be ready to go Tuesday in Atlanta.
All right. That's how are these last moves, how have they impacted the team? How has the team reacted to these last sets of moves here?
I think they've reacted just like they've reacted to everything, Okay, so let's go. We got who we got. Let's go out there and try to do it. The lineup hasn't changed much, obviously. There's really no change there. You've got a different pitcher on Sunday, but you have your ace going out there tonight, to be followed by Mats tomorrow. So, the way these things usually work, you've seen enough Subway Series, when you have a team with, you think, no chance whatsoever against a team that's won 40 games already, the Mets should probably take 2 out of 3. Isn't that the way it usually goes?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, that would be the best thing that could possibly happen. I mean, that would
really be the best thing.
I mean, that's how the Mets have to look at this, is that, they're so low right now that, this is something that maybe if they can just, pick it up and, just win to have that happen, win 2 games this weekend. It would really be a big lift for them. If they lose 2 out of 3, nobody's going to say boo. If they get swept, then it's just going to be, they're going to leave to just, being buried completely. People will end their season if they're down, if they leave here with 9 straight losses. So from that standpoint, I understand that part of it. But I think, looking at it, I think it tells you that obviously, you can understand that if they can just get 2 out of 3, it'll at least give them a lift and move them in the right direction,
Oh, absolutely. This team, the Yankees take their lineup card out to home plate. They almost have 2 runs on the board to begin with, the way this, really, seriously. The way the Mets are going, a couple of runs here in the last 42, it doesn't bode well. But, you hope Jake is Jake, and he has been Jake all year, so... You hope he is again. You just hope they can find some semblance of offense to support that a little bit. I think the crowd will make a difference. And even if it's a ton of Yankee fans, and I expect that there will be here tonight, just the fact that it's filled, I think, may give them a boost. I know being here for the games on Tuesday and Wednesday against the Orioles, it was that. Listen, when you don't score and you show very little semblance of offense, and there aren't that many people here, it's half a house, It's hard to play. It's hard to be. How do they get enthused about anything? So, maybe that picks them up a little bit tonight. We'll see. That's what they're hoping for, anyhow. And to get another gem out of Jake. So, see if they can do that.
All right. Well, listen, Ed, enjoy the weekend. Maybe you'll get something interesting with the Mets.
Hey,
it's never boring. Yes.
Thank you, Eddie. Hey, one thing I wanted to mention before I go is that you mentioned it before about Ovechkin. That was. I watched all the games in the final and through the playoffs. That was fun to watch, to have the Capitals do that, and to have the unbridled joy that was on Ovechkin's face was just it was joy to watch.
I never saw a player enjoy a championship more than he did last night.
Yeah.
I never saw a player. I can think of some times in emotional things, but I'm telling you that was as unbelievable a player. I never saw a guy happier to get an award than to win a trophy than he did last night. Really, I never did.
And you know what, Mike? You know their history. They lost the first 2 games to Columbus, and then were down 3-2 to Tampa Bay. And he willed them back. He had a great playoff. It was fun to watch him last night. It was a lot of fun to that's what sports is. You know, sometimes you get games like that. It was fun to watch.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay, Mike.